نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا، يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. وبعد، so we continue with our study of the book الرسالة by Imam الشافعي. And last time we are still in the early parts of the introduction actually to the book. And last time we discussed, or we went over where al-Shafi'i rahimahullah was describing the situation during the beginning, or at the time of the before the advent of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that at that time the people who were on earth were two main groups, and these two groups, one of them was people of the book who have altered the books and who have been, who were doing a lot of atrocities on earth, and who were saying that the people, the pagans are better than the believers and things like that. And the other type of people were the pagans who worshipped idols, and who made the idols that they worshipped, and who, if they did not like that idol, they threw it away and brought a different one to worship, and so on. And we mentioned, or we read what he said about those people. من حي منهم فكما وصف حاله حيا عاملا قائلا بسخط ربه مزدادا من معصيته. Which means whoever was alive among them, then his situation while he was alive was as he described, which means as Allah described him. عاملا قائلا بسخط ربه, acting and saying things that anger his Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. مزدادا من معصيته, and that would increase to his disobedience or sinning. And we mentioned, there were mention of some ayah that could be the ones referred by Shafi'i rahimahullah to when he said this ayah, because he did not say which ayah he means. He says Allah describes the pagans, how they act and how they say things in a way that displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and angers him. And one ayah that was mentioned that could possibly be what he referred to, or what some ayat, are those in reference to Al-Walid ibn al-Mughira, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Al-Mudaththir? إني ومن خلقت وحيدا وجعلت له مالا ممدودا وبنين شهودا ومهدت له تمهيدا ثم يطمع أن أزيد كلا إنه كان لآياتنا عنيدا. يعني هذا وصف حاله أنه عنيد. His description is that he is stubborn in rejecting the ayat and the truth from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إنه فكر وقدر. He thought and he evaluated what he should do. فقتل كيف قدر ثم قتل كيف قدر ثم نظر ثم عبس وبصر ثم أدبر واستكبر. يعني all of this is description of his situation. This is sort of مدثر, all of them. ثم عبس وبصر فقال إن هذا إلا سحر يؤثر. So he said things, not only he acted, he said things also that lead to the wrath of, or anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فقال إن هذا إلا سحر يؤثر. He said this is only a magic, magic to talk about or something like that. إن هذا إلا قول البشر. This is only the speech of a human being, it's not from Allah, and things like that. So this could very well be what Imam Shafi'i referred to, that statements like this are the cause of anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ مَاتَ فَكَمَا وَصَفَ قَوْلَهُ وَعَمَلَ صَارَ إِلَىٰ عَذَابِهِ. Which means that also, so this is how he did what he, when he was alive, and after death he'll go to the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَقُتِلَ كَيْفَ قَدَّثُ سَأُصْلِيهِ سَقَر. Allah Azza wa Jal says what will happen to him after death. سَأُصْلِيهِ سَقَر. وَمَنْ مَاتَ فَكَمَا وَصَفَ قَوْلَهُ وَعَمَلَ صَارَ إِلَىٰ عَذَابِهِ. So this probably refers to the ayat starting from ذرني ومن خلقت وحيدا. سأصليه سفر وما أدراك ما سفر. سأصليه سفر. There could be some other ayat that carry similar meanings, but we are saying that this is one of them that carries all of the meanings that Imam Shafi'i is referring to when he says من حي منهم فكما وصف حاله حيا عاملا قائلا بسخط ربه مزدادا من معصيته ومن مات فكما وصف قوله وعمله صار إلى عذابه. And whoever dies, when he dies, then it is as he described his actions and his deeds, that he will eventually end up in the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فلما بلغ الكتاب أجله. And this is approximately where we got last time, and then we went a little further, but in a very quick manner without explaining a lot of that followed. So he says, فلما بلغ الكتاب أجله. When the book, which means the decreed time, arrived, فحق قضاء الله بإظهار دينه الذي اصطفى بعد استعلاء معصيته التي لم يرضى. Actually, we went over this sentence because it's a little hard to understand from the first reading. And the decree of Allah was established بإظهار دينه الذي اصطفى, by showing or declaring his religion that he selected or chose. بعد استعلاء معصيته التي لم يرضى. After the overpowering or the rise of his disobedience that he does not disobeying him, the disobedience to him that he did not accept subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I mentioned when we read these last time, I mentioned the hadith of Iyad bin Himar al-Mujashi, which has a similar description to what's here, in which he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ نَظَرَ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ عربهم وعجمهم فمقتهم إلا بقايا من أهل الكتاب, which means Allah looked upon earth and upon the people on earth and he hated them except both Arabs and non-Arabs, except for some remnants of the people of the book. So after, at this time when Allah Azza wa Jal was so angry, okay, if you don't know, so بعد استعلاء معصيته التي لم يرضى, after the rise of disobedience to him that he did not like or did not accept, subhanahu wa ta'ala, فتح أبواب سماواته برحمته. At that time when this happened, when it was the worst possible time before the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فتح سماواته أبواب سماواته برحمته, Allah opened the gates of his heavens with his mercy. كما لم يزل يجري في سابق علمه عند نزول قضائه في القرون الخالية قضاؤه, as it always have happened, which means in the past, في سابق علمه, in his prior knowledge, عند نزول قضائه في القرون الخالية, when his decree came down, which means he established whatever he ordained, subhanahu wa ta'ala, في القرون الخالية, in the previous centuries, قضاء, his decree. Now, we said this sentence is a little hard to understand to a first look, because it has one sentence inside another sentence, and the outer sentence is saying كما لم يزل يجري قضاؤه, which means as his decree has always had happened in the past. So this is how the decree of Allah is. That, so this is nothing different from the decree of Allah in the previous generations. And then he added to it a sentence explaining this in the middle, but it made it appear as somewhat uncommon. He said, what is yajri? How does it happen, continues to happen? Because in his prior knowledge, because Allah knows in advance about what is going to happen. عند نزول قضائه في القرون الخالية, whenever his decree happened in the previous generations, he knew prior to that happening what was going to happen. And similarly it is now. So when this happened, when this evil was spread over earth, and Allah Azza wa Jal wanted this to change, so he decreed that he opened the gates of his mercy with the coming of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's what it means. فإنه تبارك وتعالى يقول كان الناس أمة واحدة فبعث الله النبيين مبشرين ومنذرين. Because he subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what means the people were one nation, and then Allah sent the messenger, the prophets, as bringers of glad tidings and warners. So what he means here, he gave you an explanation of the previous sentence, and this is exactly where we stopped last time. He's bringing this ayah because it shows that this is the same as he said within the previous, that his previous, that Allah's previous, what he decreed in the previous centuries or generations, it is similar to what happened when Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, which is that whenever the masiyah becomes very overpowering and widespread on earth, Allah sends the messengers to clean it. So this is his sunnah, his way, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he says كَرَ النَّاسُ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا, the people were one nation, and then they differed. There is something here that is not mentioned in the ayah, but it means that they differed and they separated and they become sinful and so on. فبعث الله النبيين مبشرين ومنذرين. So Allah sent the prophets as warners, bringers of glad tidings and warners. Whereas in the other ayah which he doesn't mention from Surah Yunus, وَمَا كَانَ النَّاسُ إِلَّا أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً فَاخْتَلَفُوا. The people were only one nation before, which means they were all on the true path, and then they differed. So Allah Azza wa Jalla sent the messengers. Differed means they became sinful and they went all different evil ways. فَبَعَثَ اللَّهُ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالْمُرْسَلِينَ. So Allah sent the messengers or the prophets as bringers of tidings, good tidings and warners. So he says, similar to this was the situation with the last prophet and messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَكَانَ خِيَرَتُهُ الْمُصْطَفَى لِوَحْيِهِ. So his pick, his selected one, who was chosen for his revelation, الْمُنْتَخَبُ لِرِسَالَتِهِ, and also the one who was selected to carry his mission, the mission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, الْمُفَضَّلُ عَلَى جَمِيعِ خَلْقِهِ, the one who is preferred over all of his creation subhanahu wa ta'ala, بِفَتْحِ رَحْمَتِهِ وَخَتْمِ نُبُوَّتِهِ, he is preferred over them by that Allah selected him to for the opening of his mercy and the conclusion of his prophethood, which means he would be he and he is the last of his prophets sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَعَمُّ مَا أُرْسِلَ بِهِ مُرْسَلٌ قَبْلَهُ, and he has the most general of whatever a previous messenger came with, which means his message is prevailing over all of the previous messages. المرفوع ذكره مع ذكره في الأولى. To see how this sentence فكان, which is the مبتدأ and which is the خبر in the sentence. فكان خيارته So all of this is the mubtada, because this, the khabar will come at the end of the sentence, very far. كلها فكان خيرته المصطفى لوحيه المنتخب لرسالته المفضل على جميع خلقه بفتح رحمته وختم نبوته وأعم ما أرسل به مرسل قبله المرفوع ذكره مع ذكره في الأولى والشافع المشفع في الأخرى أفضل خلقه نفسا وأجمعهم لكل خلق رضيه في دين ودنيا وخيرهم نسبا ودارا محمدا عبده عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. So he's saying فكان, as you know, كان takes a اسم and خبر, or like مبتدا and خبر, but it is the name of كان and then the خبر of كان, and the اسم of كان is, we go over it, most of this sentence, and the khabar is Muhammad, which means فَكَانَ خِيرَتُهُ مُحَمَّدًا صلى الله عليه وسلم. And then خِيرَتُهُ, he will also detail it a big deal, and then مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدَهُ وَرَسُولَهُ, this is the khabar of the sentence. So كَانَ takes a مُبْتَدَى, one noun, and then another noun, كَانَ الرَّجُلُ فهيما مثلا, كان رجل فهيما, كان رجل مبتدا, and فهيما is خبر. The man was, and it could mean is also, كان, كان رجل فهيما, of understanding, something like that. So here he's saying فكان, so it was that خيرته المصطفى لوحيه, the one who is the best and the pick and the chosen for his revelation and for his message, المفضل على جميع خلقه, the one who is preferred over all of his creation by opening his mercy with him, that is, وختم نبوته, and concluding his prophethood, وأعم ما أرسل به مرسل قبله, which means also it is like معطوف, which means it is What's ma'tuf in English? No, it's
pronoun.
No, not the adat of atuf or anything like that. I'm saying the ma'tuf, the noun which is linked with the previous noun, so that it takes its similar position in the sentence. It's not an adjective. It's like, you know, فَكَانَ خِيرَتُهُ. Yeah, or no, it can take its place. It can take its place. You can take that noun and put this noun in its place. فَكَانَ خِيرَتُهُ or فَكَانَ أَعَمُّ مَا أُرْسِلَ بِهِ. So, you can take that first sentence and put this sentence in its place, or that word and put this word in its place. And he was, which means his message, the most complete of what was sent before, with a messenger before him. فَكَانَ also, فَكَانَ الْمَرْفُوعُ ذِكْرُ. It was also the one whose mention is raised high. مَعَ ذِكْرِهِ فِي الْأُولَى. With his mention in the first, which means the first line, which means the mentioning of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is raised in this life high, because it's mentioned together with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-marfu'u dhikruhu ma'a dhikrihi fil ula, which means when you say Allahu Akbar, you say in the adhan, which is something that is raised high, you say ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. You mention Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam next to mentioning Allah. So this is a very high honor to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that his name is mentioned so high next to the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-marfu'u dhikruhu ma'a dhikri, that his name or mention is raised high with his mention, which means with the mention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fi al-ula, the first line. Wa-shafi'u al-mushaffa'u fi al-ukhra, and one who will ask for intercession and who will be granted intercession in the next life, في الأخرى. أفضل خلقه نفسه, the best of his creation in spirit. وأجمعهم لكل خلق رضيه في دين ودنيا, and the most complete are the one who has gathered the most of the good manners that Allah accepted in both in religion and in life, in worldly life, in worldly affairs. وَخَيْرُهُمْ نَسَبًا وَدَارًا, and best among them in lineage and relationship. مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ, and who is he? مُحَمَّدًا, Muhammad, his servant and his messenger. وَعَرَّفَنَا وَخَلْقَهُ نِعَمَهُ الْخَاصَّةِ, and he made us, which means Allah Azza wa Jal made us know, وَخَلْقَهُ, and also he made his other creation know, نِعَمَهُ الْخَاصَّةِ, his special favors on us, which means he made us know how bountiful subhanahu wa ta'ala was to us by sending the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to us. Like when he said, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِنْ أَنْفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ مُؤْمِنٌ رَءُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ, to you has come a messenger that who is concerned about your what you care about and caring about you and merciful kind towards the believers. So this is one ayah in which Allah Azza wa Jalla tells us of his favors by sending us the messenger, and there are many other ayahs like that. So عَرَّفَنَا وَخَلْقَهُ, he made us and the rest of his creation know نِعَمَهُ الْخَاصَّةُ, his special favors on us by sending him. الْعَامَّةَ النَّفْعِ فِي الدِّينِ وَالدُّنْيَا, and also whose benefit is general in terms of deen and dunya, which means the benefit of sending Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to us, even though it's a special favor from Allah Azza wa Jal, but its benefit is general, encompassing our deen and our dunya, which means the one who obeys him and follows his way, he will be benefited both in this dunya and in his religion. Okay. فقال, he mentions actually the same ayah that I just mentioned. لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم. He's telling us how Allah is showing us His favors by the sending of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم. Indeed, there has come to you a messenger from among yourselves. عزيزٌ عليهما عنتم, which means it is important for him what concerns you. حريصٌ عليكم, and he's caring about you. بالمؤمنين رؤوف الرحيم, and he is kind and merciful towards the believers. وقال لتنذر أم القرى ومن حولها. وأم القرى مكة وفيها قومه. And also Allah said what means, and so that you would warn the mother of the towns and whoever is around it. The mother of the towns is Mecca, and in it are his people, his tribe. So Allah is telling him that he sent him so that he would warn the Umm al-Qura Mecca and those who are around it as well, which means his people and the people who are around it. Okay, وَمَنْ حَوْلَهُ, which means all of the people, but starting with Umm al-Qura. And Allah also, this is part of showing his favors and on the people that Allah sent him to warn them and to show them the way. وَقَالْ وَأَنذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ, and he commanded him by saying, and warn your tribe or your family, the close ones of them. وَقَالْ وَإِنَّهُ لَذِكْرٌ لَكَ وَلِقَوْمِكَ وَسَوْفَ تُسْأَلُونَ, and it is a reminder for you and your people, and you will be questioned, which means the Quran is a reminder for you and your people. قال الشافعي أخبرنا ابن عيينة عن ابن أبي نجيح عن مجاهد في قوله وإنه لذكر لك ولقومك, قال يقال ممن الرجل, فيقال من العرب, فيقال من أي العرب, فيقال من قريش. Okay. Now here he is reporting something from Mujahid, an explanation of this ayah. He says, Al-Shafi'i says, أخبرنا ابن عيينة, which means Sufyan ibn عيينة. He told us عن ابن أبي نجيح, from ibn Abi Nujayh, and Mujahid, from Mujahid, one of the Tabi'een, who is known to be one of the Mufassirin of the Quran. He told us, وَإِنَّهُ لَذِكْرٌ لَكَ وَلِقَوْمِكَ, and indeed it's a reminder for you and your people, which is the last ayah that you mentioned here. قال, he said, which means Mujahid, يُقَالُ مِمَّنَ الرَّجُلُ, it will be said, which means on the Day of Judgment, from who, or which means from which tribes, from which families, from which lineage is this the man, are you, O man? فَيُقَالُ مِنَ الْعَرَبِ, and it will be said he is from the Arabs. فَيُقَالُ مِنْ أَيِّ الْعَرَبِ, and it will be said from which branch of the Arabs. فَيُقَالُ مِنْ قُرَيْشِ, and it will be said that he is from Quraysh. And he says, Al-Tabari also mentioned this athar or this report from Amr ibn Malik and Sufyan. So from Sufyan al-Thawri, which means up to Mujahid rahimahumullah. So it said, from which tribe or branch is that this man? And it said it is from the Arabs. From which Arabs? It is from Quraysh. And الشافعي said, قال الشافعي وما قال مجاهد من هذا بين في الآية مستغنا فيه بالتنزيل عن التفسير. Whatever he says, what Mujahid said here is clear in the ayah. It's clear from the ayah that the Quran is a reminder for you and your people, and that you will be questioned, because if he is from Quraysh, that means he will be responsible and liable to deliver the message to others. So he says, what is in this ayah is clear, and you do not you do not need the tafsir for it, because the tanzil, which means the revelation, is sufficient in this case to give you the meaning that Mujahid is saying it from in regard to this tafsir. فَخَصَّ جَلَّ ثَنَاؤُهُ قَوْمَهُ Now he has a long discussion about the word Al-Qur'an, because Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah, whenever he mentions it, he says Al-Qur'an instead of Al-Qur'an, he says Al-Qur'an, and he said that this is a correct reading of this word, that you do not make hams of Al-Qur'an. And so on. Yeah, the people understand. What do you mean, huh? No, I don't think so. It flipped to the other direction. So he says, فَخَصَّ جَلَّ ثَنَاؤُهُ قَوْمَهُ وَعَشِيرَتَهُ الْأَقْرَبِينَ فِي النَّذَارَةِ وعم الخلق بها بعدهم. So Allah khassa, which means like directed special attention, subhanahu wa ta'ala, to his people, which means to the people of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وعشيرته الأقربين, and his close family, his people and his close family, في النذارة, which means in regard to the warning, that the warning came to them first, for anyone else, because he said, وَأَنذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ, and warn your tribe, the closest among them, first. وَأَمَّا الْخَلْقَ بِهَا بَعْدَهُمْ, and then he generalized it to the rest of the people after them. So there was a specialty for the people of Quraysh, the relatives of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, and then the message came to the rest of the people after them. And this is like in the other ayah, which said, لِتُنْذِرَ أُمَّ الْقُرَى وَمَنْ حَوْلَهَا, so that you would warn the mother of the towns and those who are around it. وَأَمَّا الْخَلْقَ بِهَا بَعْدَهُمْ وَرَفَعَ بِالْقُرْآنِ ذِكْرَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ ثُمَّ خَصَّ قَوْمَهُ بِالنِّذَارَةِ إِذْ بَعَثَ فَقَالَ وَأَنْذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ. And he raised with the Quran, or with the Quran, the mention of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he's either referring to the first ayah that you mentioned, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِنْ أَنْفُسِكُمْ, or he is referring to the other ayat which indicate that Allah sent Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a messenger to give warning to his people and other people. So that is a praise by itself to him as being the selected and chosen messenger. So وَرَفَعَ بِالْقُرْآنِ ذِكْرَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمْ, أو بِالْقُرْآنِ, he raised with the Quran the mention of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. ثُمَّ خَصَّ قَوْمَهُ بِالْمِذَارَةِ إِذْ بَعَثَ, and he selected or as I said, directed the special attention in regard to Nidara or warning to his people by sending him and saying, وَأَنذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ فَقَالَ وَأَنذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ, and by saying, and warn your tribe, the close among them, or those who are close to you. وَزَعَمَ بَعْضُ أَهْلِ الْعِلْمِ بِالْقُرَانِ أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ قَالَ يا بني عبد مناف إن الله بعثني أن أنذر عشيرة الأقربين وأنتم عشيرة الأقربون. Some of those who have knowledge of the Quran claim that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, O children of عبد مناف, these are the tribe of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, O children of عبد مناف, إن الله بعثني, Allah has sent me, أن أنذر عشيرة الأقربين, أن أنذر عشيرة الأقربين, that I give warning to my close tribe. وأنتم عشيرة الأقربون and you are my closest relatives or tribe. So I have to give you the warning. So he says, Ahmad Shakir says in the footnote here, لم أجد هذا الحديث بهذا اللفظ في أي كتاب من كتب السنة. ويظهر لي من تعبير الشافعي بقوله وزعم بعض أهل العلم بالقرآن أنه لم يكن حديثا مرويا عنده بالإسناد، بل هو من الأحاديث التي تدور على ألسنة المفسرين. He says, I have not found this hadith with this text in any of the books of Sunnah. And what appears to me from the expression of al-Shafi'i when he said some of the people who have knowledge of the Quran claim so and such and such, that it appears to me, Ahmad Shakir says, that this was not a hadith which was reported to him with isnad, with the chain, correct chain of narration. But rather it is of the hadith that are usually mentioned upon the tongues of those people of tafsir. كمثل الأحاديث التي تدور في كتب الفقه والأصول على سنة الفقهاء والأصوليين. Like many of the ahadith that are mentioned upon the tongues of the people of fiqh and usul in the books of fiqh and usul upon the tongues of those people of fiqh and usul. وكثير من هذه الأنواع لا يعرف أهل العلم بالحديث. And many of such ahadith they are not known to those who have the knowledge of hadith. Then he says that al-Bukhari and Muslim and others reported indeed from the hadith of Abu Huraira, قام رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حين أنزل الله وأنزل عشيرتك الأقربين. So this is the authentic hadith. When Allah revealed to him وأنزل عشيرتك الأقربين, warn your tribe, the close ones, he stood صلى الله عليه وسلم قال يا معشر قريش, and he said, Oh you the people of Quraysh, أو كلمة نحو اشتروا أنفسكم لا أغني عنكم من الله شيئا. Purchase yourselves, which means your freedom of the fire, by Allah, because I cannot suffice you or protect you from Allah in any way. يا بني عبدي مناف لا أغني عنكم من الله شيئا. Oh the children of Abd Manaf, I cannot protect you from Allah Azza wa Jalla in any way. يا بني يا عباس ما عبد المطلب لا أغني عنك من الله شيئا. Oh Abbas, the son of Abd al-Muttalib, I also cannot suffice you from Allah Azza wa Jalla in any way, which means I cannot protect you. You have to protect yourself. This is in Bukhari. And in Sahih Muslim, from the hadith of Khabisa ibn al-Mukhariq wa Zuhair ibn Amr, qala, they said, لما نزلت وأنذر عشيرتك الأقربين, when this was revealed, انطلق نبي الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى رطمة من جبل فعلى على حجرة. He went to a part of a mountain and he, like a piece of a mountain which is separated from the rest of the mountain, فعلى عليها حجرة, and then he stood on the highest stone or rock of it. ثم نادى, then he yelled out, يا بني عبد مناف إني نذير. Oh children of عبد مناف, I am a warner. وجاءت أحاديث أخرى بهذا المعنى. And there came other ahadith with this same meaning. But there is no, he says, Ahmad Shakir rahimahullah, but there is nothing, none of those reports have anything in which it says, I am told to warn my close family and you are my close family. Even though, you know, the meaning is implicit when he says, Allah told me to warn my close family, so I am warning you. So it's similar, Allahu Akbar. But he's saying that there is no such hadith with this text. قال الشافعي أخبرنا ابن عيينة عن ابن أبي نجيح أم مجاهد في قولي ورفعنا لك ذكرك قال لا أذكر إلا ذكرت معي أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله. This narration is like this is with a similar, with the same isnad as the previous one from Mujahid. Which is from Ibn Uyayna, which means Sufyan ibn Uyayna, from Ibn Abi Najih, from Mujahid. He said in this ayah, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ, and we have raised for you your mention. Maybe this is the ayah that he was referring to a little earlier when he said, وَرَفَعَ بِالْقُرْآنِ ذِكْرَهُ, وَرَفَعَ بِالْقُرْآنِ ذِكْرَهُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Maybe this is the ayah that is referred to. وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ, which is in Surah Al-Inshirah. رَبْنَا شَحْ لَكَ صَدْرَكَ وَدَعْنَا لَكَ عِزْرَكَ لِيَقَ ذَرَكَ وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. So وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ, we raised your mention for you. He says, Mujahid said in explanation of this ayah, لَا أُذْكَرُ إِلَّا ذُكِرْتَ مَعِي, I am not mentioned but you will be mentioned with me. And then he mentioned the shahada, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهِ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ, I testify that there is no true God but Allah. That's the first part of the shahada, and in it is mentioned Allah. And the second part, there is a mention of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, I testify that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Now as you see here the reports of the tafsir, and that's why the ulama like Shaykh Al-Bani rahimahullah say that the books of tafsir have a lot of narrations that we do not know how authentic they are, because this is reported from Mujahid, up to Mujahid only. But Mujahid is a tabi, and there is between him and the Prophet ﷺ a distance, so he did not hear anything from the Prophet ﷺ. How can we accept from him something like this, which is supposed to be a revelation, otherwise cannot be accepted? So only it should be taken with some care, that this is not a hadith, and we cannot say that's for sure it is said by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it is mentioned by Mujahid without attributing it to anyone up above him, to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So there are things like this, many things like this in the books of tafsir, that unless they are a hadith, a clear hadith, we cannot say that for sure they were said by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They could be a conclusion, an opinion. He's saying, he probably means, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ, my understanding is that Allah, as if Allah is saying, whenever I'm mentioned, you are mentioned with me. So it could be just the opinion of Mujahid and not an exact statement of a hadith or anything like this. Allahu A'lam. يعني, it means, or he means, Shafi is saying, يعني, which means, he means, Mujahid means, وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمَ, and Allah knows best, ذكره عند الإيمان بالله, mentioning him, which means he is associated and mentioned with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, عند الإيمان, at the time of إيمان, which means when you say the shahada of إيمان, والأذان, and عند الإيمان بالله والأذان, and in the أذان, in which there is also the shahada, ويحتمل ذكره عند تلاوة الكتاب, and it is possible that his mention is also at the recitation of the book. I don't know what he refers to here. And the tilawat al-kitab, when we recite the Quran. No. And the Quran is like something which is said all the time. وعند العمل بالطاعة والوقوف عن المعصية, when you act with acts of obedience and refrain from sinning. Now when we act with obedience or refrain from sinning, we do not necessarily mention the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. When أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. in which in عند العمل بالطاعة or عند تلاوة الكتاب. No, عند تلاوة الكتاب. عند تلاوة الكتاب. يعني I would have thought يعني when you have a marriage contract or something like that, but it doesn't seem so. So الله أعلم. يحتمل ذكره. He's saying يحتمل, which means it's possible to mention it. What he means probably like saying Bismillah, Alhamdulillah, Salatu Wassalam, Rasulullah, then he started reciting the Quran. Maybe he had some reports which or some people did this and he wasn't sure whether this has a basis, valid basis from the Sunnah, so he said Yahtamid. It's possible. Yeah, al-amal bi-ta'a, you can say that, you know, before you start a good deed, sometimes you give a khutbah and you mention in it the shahada. So that's understandable. Al-wukuf al-ma'asiyah. Oh, but he's saying ذِكْرَهُ يعني ذِكْرَهُ is mentioned with Allah Azza wa Jal in specific places. الله أعلم. في الصلاة طبعا كمان يعني الشهادة في الصلاة فأيضا يذكر صلى الله عليه وسلم. أيوة.
Mentioned
the Prophet
with Allah, which is supposed to be after, because normally
it is with, but it's after, which means because he's saying in explanation of the ayah, "Rafa'na laka dhikrak." How is the Prophet mentioned raised? Because the ayah mentions for Allah Azza wa Jal alone, but Allah Azza wa Jal granted this favor to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he is mentioned, his name is mentioned with him at the time. It doesn't mean that he is equal to him. His name is mentioned with him as a kind of favoring to him.
Specified in the name.
Yeah. Yeah, that's called to following him, I think. Yeah, could be. Could be the ayah that command us to follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Or it could be, I mean, there is a practice, I don't know how. I mean, I don't know that there is a basis for it in the Sunnah, but I know that some people practice it, and I don't know if there are some fuqaha, scholars of fuqh, who called to doing it, which is that when they read the Quran, after they finish one surah, they start the next surah, they say, before they say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, they say Alhamdulillah, as-salatu was-salamu ala Rasulullah, or something like that, and then they say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. But I doubt that he is referring to this.
In the Quran that mentions your, like,
that's what he said.
Love Allah,
yeah, exactly.
Me.
Yeah, that we said this. Yeah, this is. Yeah, it could be that the Sunnah calls us to, of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam calls us to act with acts of obedience and refrain from acts of disobedience. And that's whenever we mention this, doing good and refraining from evil, it's like you are remembering Allah Azza wa Jal and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. فصلى الله على نبينا كلما ذكره الذاكرون وغفل عن ذكره الغافلون. So may Allah give salah upon our Prophet whenever those who remember to mention him, and whenever those who are unaware are unaware of mentioning him. وصلى عليه في الأولين والآخرين. And may Allah say his salah on him, or give salah on him among the first and last people. أفضل وأكثر وأزكى ما صلى على أحد من خلقه. A way better and more numerous and more pure than what he ever gave salah on any of his creation. وَذَكَّانَ وَإِيَّاكُمْ بِالصَّلَاةِ عَلَيْهِ. And may Allah purify us and you by saying salah on him, by us يعني saying salah on him. And when we say salah on the Prophet ﷺ, may Allah make this a means of purification for us. أفضل ما زكى أحدا من أمته بصلاته عليه. In the best way, manner that he has purified any of his ummah, or which means of the ummah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, بصلاته عليه, by saying the salah on him. والسلام عليه ورحمة الله وبركاته. And may the peace be on him and the mercy of Allah and his blessings. وجزاه الله عنا أفضل ما جزى مرسلا عمن أرسل إليه. And may Allah reward him on our behalf in the best way that he rewarded a messenger on behalf of those to whom he was sent. فَإِنَّهُ أَنْقَذَنَا بِهِ مِنَ الْهَلَكَ. Because he, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, saved us by means of him from destruction. وَجَعَلَنَا فِي خَيْرِ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. And he made us as part of the best nation that was sent out to the people. دَائِنِينَ بِدِينِهِ الَّذِي ارْتَضَى. Following his religion that he has accepted. وَاصْطَفَى بِهِ مَلَائِكَتَهُ وَمَنْ أَنْعَمَ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ خَلْقِهِ. And that he chose for his angels and whomever, yani the religion, and whomever he favored from his creation. فَلَمْ تُمْسِ بِنَا نِعْمَةً. Thus there is no favor that happens to us. ظَهَرَتْ وَلَا بَطَنَتْ. Whether it is apparent or hidden. نِلْنَا بِهَا حَظًّا فِي دِينٍ وَدُنْيَا. And through which we get a benefit in our deen or our dunya. أَوْ دُفِعَ عَنَّا مَكْرُوهُمْ فِيهِمَا أَوْ فِي وَاحِدٍ مِنْهُمَا. Or that we were, an evil was warded of us because of it in one of them or both of them, which means that we are protected from evil in our deen or our dunya by means of this favor. إِلَّا وَمُحَمَّدٌ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ سَبَبُهَا. But Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is the reason or the cause for it. So there is no favor that we have attained, there is no favor that happened to us, whether it's clear or hidden, whether it is in our life or religion, and whatever is the benefit, it is an actual benefit or a protection from harm. But Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the cause for it. والقائد إلى خيرها. And the one who leads to the good thereof, or the good that comes from it. والهادي إلى رشدها. And the one who guides or leads to its rushd, its guidance. والذائد عن الهلكة. The one who wards away or off the people from destruction. وموارد السوء في خلاف الرشد. And the places where the people go for like evil, like evil swamps or evil, there's a word for them in English, like evil pits or something like that. So he protects or he wards the people off the evil places, في خلاف الرشد, that take or that are in the opposite direction to guidance. المنبه للأسباب التي تورد الهلكة. The one who clarified or warned the people to against the things or the causes that lead to destruction. القائم بالنصيحة في الإرشاد والإنذار فيها. And he is, which means Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, is the one who continued to offer advice in guiding the people and warning them in their regard, in regard to what is good for them, that is, and against what is bad for them. فصلى الله على محمد وعلى آل محمد. So may Allah grant salat to Muhammad and the family of Muhammad, كما صلى على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم. As he granted salah on Ibrahim and the family of Ibrahim. إنه حميد مجيد. He is praiseworthy and glorious. Mm. وأنزل عليه كتابا. بعد دقيقتين كتابتين يقف الشريف خلاص يعني couple of minutes. يعني we'll stop around here actually because now he's going to go to something else. Yeah. But just to make the connection so that in the future, next time inshallah we can flow easily. He says, وَأَنزَلَ عَلَيْهِ كِتَابًا. And here, this is after he said, oh, remember that long sentence in which we said this is the مُبْتَدَى, this is خَبَر, or ism كَانَ and خَبَر كَانَ. فكان خيرته مصطفى لوحي المنتخب لرسالته محمدا عبده ورسوله. Then he described about some things about him وعرفنا وخلقه فقال وقال 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 فخص جل ثناؤه قومه وعشيرته. وبعدين زي ما قلنا in relation to this فصلى الله على نبينا etc. And then he says وأنزل عليه كتابه. So he's continuing. He sent him, يعني he sent his prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, and then he went over on this sending for what to say how he sent him and to which people and how great was the benefit of sending him and so on. And then he continues وأنزل عليه كتابا, and he sent down to him his book. فقال وإنه لكتاب عزيز لا يأتيه الباطل من بين يديه ولا من خلفه تنزيل من حكيم حميد. And he said what means, and it is an honorable book. The لا يأتيه الباطل, the falsehood does not reach it, من بين يديه ولا من خلفه, from in front of it or behind it. تنزيل من حكيم حميد, it's a revelation from an all wise, praiseworthy. فنقلهم, and this ayah is from Surah Fussilat. فنقلهم من الكفر والعمى إلى الضياء والهدى. So he sent his book, and Allah Azza wa Jalla sent the book on them, on his, on Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. فنقلهم من الكفر والعمى إلى الضياء والهدى. So by that he moved them, his people, from disbelief and blindness to light and guidance. وبين فيه ما أحل منا بالتوسعة على خلقه. And he explained in it, or clarified what he made permissible, مَنَّن بِالتَّوْسِعَةِ عَلَىٰ خَلْقِهِ, out of his favor. So whatever he made permissible for us, it's a favor from him to make our life easier. تَوْسِعَةِ عَلَىٰ خَلْقِهِ وَمَا حَرَّمَ, and also explained what he made prohibited, لِمَا هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِهِ مِنْ حَظِّهِمْ فِي الْكَفِّ عَنْهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ وَالْأُولَىٰ, because of what he knows better than they do of حظهم, and their benefit, what benefits them in stopping or keeping away from it in the next life and the first life. Which means whatever is prohibited, whatever is permissible, it's a favor from Allah. Whatever is prohibited, it is because it's of benefit for us to stay away from it. وَبْتَلَ طَاعَتَهُمْ بِأَنْ تَعَبَّدَهُمْ بِقَوْلٍ وَعَمَلٍ, and he also tested their obedience by making their actions and their sayings and their actions ibadah to him, which means their actions and their sayings in terms to what he made permissible and what he made prohibited. بأن تعبدهم بقول وعمل, no he didn't say this next, by making them worship him with sayings and actions. وإمساكن عن محارم حماهموها, and by their staying away from the prohibited things that he protected them from, or he wanted them to stay away from. وَأَثَابَهُمْ عَلَىٰ طَاعَتِهِ مِنَ الْخُلُودِ فِي جَنَّةِ, and he rewarded them for obeying him by permanent life, eternal life in his Jannah. وَنِقْمَةِ, and by being secure from his punishment or his anger. ما عظمت به نعمته جل ثناؤه, to an extent that shows his great favors Jalla Thana'uh, may his praise be high. وَعَلَمَهُمْ مَا أَوْجَبَ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ مَعْصِيَتِهِ مِنْ خِلَافِ مَا أَوْجَبَ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ طَاعَتِهِ. And he showed them or told them what will happen or what he has prepared for the people who disobey him, which is contrary to the people who obey him. That is the punishment to the people who disobey him. And now he tells us about other things that are in the Quran. We will not get to the point that we mentioned last time, but we are very close to it, to the end of the introduction, where he says, where he will mention the obligation of the seekers of knowledge, what they should do so that their seeking of knowledge will be most profitable and useful, before he starts getting into the discussion of how the Quran that Allah sent to the Prophet ﷺ is a clarification and benefit for everything that we need in our lives. So we stop here, inshallah. Yeah, part of it. In the beginning, we talk about this, and then we will start. No, the sifat. Yeah. Hada subhanak Allahumma wa hamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaykum.